Welcome to the Barnes Morning Ag News for May 24th, right here in the Capital Ag News Network. It's brought to you in part by...
Sorting through the myths and misinformation to find facts about farming and food can be overwhelming. Colorado Farm Bureau has made the job easier for you by collecting credible answers to your most asked questions about food. Learn more about Colorado food and agriculture at mycoloradofood.com.
This is Brian Ulmer, and here's what's making it to top of the barn in ag news this Friday morning. The USDA announced its new tariff rescue program after trade talks with China broke off recently. The new $16 billion package is modeled after last year's program with one big difference. Don't look for commodity-by-commodity differences in the just-announced trade aid package ordered by the president and detailed by top USDA officials. These comments from Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Bill Northey.
We will look at one single payment. We'll look at the trade damage each county is feeling. We then come up and divide that by the acres planted within that county and then have a single payment no matter which of those crops that you plant.
Unlike last year's market facilitation payments, which had huge payment differences between corn and soybeans, Northey says this will also discourage planting based on those differences versus the market.
This year, we're still in a place where some producers are making planting decisions, and we need to make sure that folks have the complete flexibility in this challenging planting season to plant what works for them.
The first of three payments could go out by August after a program rulemaking. Secretary Sonny Perdue says the other two will depend on rescuing the trade deal with China. Those payments could happen in late fall, around November, and then in early 2020 if needed. But will that be paid by China? As President Trump argues, here's Secretary Perdue.
It is using CCC funding, but frankly, because the tariff revenue goes directly into the Treasury, but the president feels very strongly that the tariff revenue is going to be used to support this program, which will come back out and replenish the CCC as it does every year.
Crop, livestock, and dairy payments will total $14.5 billion, while purchases for food pantries and schools will reach $1.4 billion, and ag trade promotion purchases will hit $100 million. Several ag groups reacted to the Trade Aid 2.0 announcement, including the National Pork Producers Council, who says the program will include pork surplus purchases for the benefit of low-income families and others in need. They're also happy it will include additional funding to develop new export opportunities. Contrary to that, the National Farmers Union is appreciative of the aid package and supports efforts to address China's unfair practices, but these comments from National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson.
While this trade aid package is an improvement over last year's market facilitation program, by definition, it fails to provide predictable, consistent, and adequate relief across American agriculture.
And House Ag, Livestock, and Foreign Ag Subcommittee Chair Jim Costa of California called the trade aid package a rushed and poor planned bailout. Costa says producers of every commodity have been asking for more access to foreign markets, not aid funds. Colorado U.S. Senator Michael Bennett also weighed in on the issue, saying no one wins in a trade war, and this latest announcement by the White House is further evidence that President Trump's disastrous policies are inflicting lasting damage on American agriculture. Our farmers and ranchers deserve a trade agenda that provides the security and stability they need to plan for the long term and provide for their families. Instead of reckless tariffs, the president should be doing the hard work of building coalitions to put real pressure on China and create a strategy that expands opportunity for our farmers and ranchers. Until that happens, it will be the American people who pay the price for the president's self-inflicted trade war. Once again, those comments from Colorado U.S. Senator Michael Bennett, who's also running for president, by the way. And in other Colorado Ag News, Carlisle Currier, Vice President of the Colorado Farm Bureau, presented the Senate Subcommittee on East Asia, the Pacific, and International Cybersecurity Policy, and the importance of expanding agricultural export markets in Indo-Pacific countries. Currier said in testimony on behalf of the Colorado Farm Bureau that export markets are critical for American agriculture. American farmers and ranchers exported over $140 billion in products worldwide in 2017. Overall, more than 25% of total agricultural production goes to export markets. In Colorado, as in other states, he said, we rely on trade each day to market the products we work so hard to grow. In fact, about 35% of U.S. farm income is derived from selling agricultural products overseas. In 2018 alone, agriculture exports from Colorado to 16 countries in the Indo-Pacific region were in excess of $903 million. Several markets in the region have seen significant expansion in the last several years, with overall volume, market share, and value on the rise. These markets provide opportunity for Colorado farmers and ranchers to expand their markets and bolster their bottom lines. During the subcommittee testimony, Currier also expressed his support for the Asia Reassurance Initiative Act, legislation that aims to strengthen ties in the Indo-Pacific region, improve trading relationships, expand markets, and advance economic diplomacy. The Indo-Pacific is the fastest-growing region in the world and is already home to more than half the world's population. Currier continued by saying, strengthened relationships and increased market access are important to provide needed stability to farm families not only in Colorado but nationwide. This will be a powerful tool to help offset losses associated with shrinking market access and tariff-related barriers we are currently experiencing in markets like China. Recent trade disputes have added to farmers and ranchers who are already burdened with low commodity prices and devastation from severe weather like floods and fires. So farmers and ranchers around the country are looking to expand market opportunities across the globe. You can learn more about this story and more about the CFB online at CopitaFarmBureau.com. And finally, the USDA is investing up to $25 million per year over the next 5 years to help support the adoption and evaluation of innovative conservation approaches on agricultural lands. The USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service is accepting proposals through July 15th for on-farm conservation innovation trials, a new additional sub-program created by the 2018 Farm Bill for the USDA's Conservation Innovation Grants Program. On-farm trials include a soil health demo trial also created by the 2018 Farm Bill. The on-farm trials funding announcement, including 2019 funding priorities, are available online at nrcs.usda.gov. In a statement released by NRCS Chief Matthew Lohr, he said, "Our Conservation Innovation Grants program is time-tested, highly successful, and has led to tremendous discoveries and enhancements in conservation over the years. The addition of on-farm trials and the soil health demo trial provide us with expanded opportunities to work with partners to encourage the adoption of innovative conservation approaches that, for any number of reasons, have yet to be widely adopted by agricultural producers." The NRCS is now accepting proposals from the following eligible entities, including private entities whose primary business is related to agriculture, non-governmental organizations with experience working with agricultural producers, and non-federal government agencies. Through the on-farm trials, NRCS and partners will collaborate to encourage the adoption of innovative practices as well as systems on agricultural lands. Chief Lohr continued by saying, "We're asking partners that have access to producer networks to join them in putting innovative conservation under the microscope to figure out how to expand the adoption of innovative practices and systems. NRCS intends to use on-farm trials results to inform our work with farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners." A webinar for potential on-farm applications is scheduled for May 29th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Mountain Time. You can learn more online about the webinar program by visiting the CIG On-Farm Trials webpage. Don't forget, there's more on today's stories, plus the latest national, regional, and more Colorado Ag News online at farmmedia.net. Have a fantastic Friday, and thanks for making the barn part of it.